6'2" of chiseled muscle that made my knees jellify every time I plastered my gaze on him. He threaded his fingers through shoulder-length blonde hair streaked white by the sun. His green eyes blazed as they searched the room. After several long moments, his gaze settled on my family and me. He nodded toward the string in my hand.
"What's that?"
"Lasso." He tapped his fingers against slim hips.
"You going to play cowboy?"
"I was thinking more along the lines of Wonder Woman." He sidled over and smiled. The corners of his eyes crinkled, and his gaze filled with a goopy look that some might call love.
"I don't know why I try to be mad at you,"
he whispered. "Because you can't stay that way," I said hopefully.
"Right."
He exhaled, planted a kiss on my forehead.
"I brought you something."
A giggle of excitement bubbled in my throat. "What's that?" He handed me a to-go cup of specialty coffee.
"A mocha."
I took a quick sip. Warm java and chocolate mingled together over my tongue before sliding down my throat. "Oh, that's heaven." I glanced up at him and grinned. "You're the best." His soft gaze settled on me. He thumbed my cheek and smiled.
"Get a room, you two," Reed said. "We've got hearts to kill."
Roman coughed into his hand and straightened. He glanced around.
"No one's seen this, have they?"
I placed the cup on a table and licked foam from my lip.
"Nope."
"Let's keep it that way. I don't want the Witch Council crawling around this place."
So there were rules when it came to witchcraft. One of the main ones being no working magic in front of non-magics, or regular folks. You know, your run-of-the-mill person. Normally, the penalty for working magic in front of people was death. Not just death. Being boiled alive. Super ew, I know. But luckily, my family, well, me and Sarah, were exempt from that punishment. We'd helped the community out by catching a killer a few months back, so now we were golden. Sarah pointed to the ceiling.
"One of them's heading toward that open window. Dylan, Councilwoman Gladiolus will have a fit if she has to come down here and wipe a whole bunch of people's memories."
Okay, so I didn't want to push my luck on being golden. Grandma threw her hands in the air.
"If you two would just learn how to erase memories, then you wouldn't have to rely on someone else. You could do it yourselves."
I frowned. Yeah, I've been busy. I'll learn it soon." That was true. I had been busy. I had a dress shop to run, magic to learn and be terrible at. You know, all the hectic things that were part of life. Roman grimaced.
"I'm going to pretend like I'm not hearing any of this. Please don't tell me if you start wiping regular people's memories."
"That's not illegal," I said.
"The erasing isn't, but the part about working magic in front of them is."
I smiled. "Oh, well, I don't plan on that. Besides, I'm exempt from any punishment."
"I wouldn't push your privileges."
Roman brushed his mouth over my ear.
"Good luck. You know I love you."
I gulped down the egg in the back of my throat. Yes, I knew he loved me. He'd been telling me for a while now. Problem was, I couldn't quite tell him back. Don't shoot me, okay? Roman was hot. Roman was awesome. I know. I'm a total loser for not being able to tell him. It's just, love was heavy and stuff. I wasn't sure I was ready. "Right back at you," I said. Total cop-out, I know. Roman's jaw clenched as he smiled. A zinger of pain shot into my heart. I felt like it crushed him a little every time I didn't say I love you. As bad as it made me feel to witness his hurt, I wasn't going to voice something I wasn't ready to embrace.
"All right, Grandma," I said. "Show me how to work this thing."
She gave me the quick and dirty, which I can sum up as, and I quote,
"Be one with the lasso. Aim it at your target and throw."
Seriously, that's all the instruction I got. So I aimed and threw at every single heart. And there were like 100 of them. But I managed to get them all, including the one threatening to flap right out the window.
Phew.
I smeared a line of sweat off my forehead.